This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The leading system for television ratings faces an attack from at least one of the corporations that depend on it. Nielsen Media Research changed its methods 3 years ago. It's now using measuring tools called local people meters in 7 of the 10 largest television markets. And as another fall season begins, the system remains controversial. Joel Rose reports from member station WHYY.
One of the season's most hyped new shows is Everybody Hates Chris, narrated by its creator, comedian Chris Rock.
When I was 13, my mother convinced my father to move us out of the project. She always said project is just another word for experiment.
An estimated 7.5 million people watched the show's premiere last week. It used to be that every family that agreed to participate in Nielsen's local surveys filled out paper diaries, and many still do. But now, in the biggest markets, those diaries have been replaced by electronic devices that automatically record what's on each TV in a household.
The local people meter, as a pure technology, is better than paper diaries and golf pencils. The question really is how that technology is being implemented.
Josh Leahy calls himself the campaign manager for Don't Count Us Out, a group formed last year to work against local people meters, or LPMs. One of the group's concerns is that sometimes the LPMs fail to transmit data back to Nielsen. That's called faulting out, and Leahy says it happens more often when the LPMs are in minority households.
The fault rates for African-American families and for Hispanic families are significantly higher than those fault rates for white families.
The fault rate is absolutely a bogus argument. That is just not what's important here. Important is the quality of the data that we actually report.
Nielsen Vice President Don Lowry admits that larger families do tend to fault out more, in part because they have more TVs and thus more devices that could malfunction. But Lowry insists that Nielsen has always accounted for statistical variations when it calculates its TV ratings, and he says the LPMs are doing very well.
We've had higher samples of African-American, Hispanics, and Asian households, and the reporting so far in the past year shows we're getting consistently better results from those samples.
In some cities, says Lowry, LPMs have produced better ratings for minority-themed programs. Before the boxes arrived in Philadelphia, for instance, the top-rated show among African-American audiences was the CBS drama CSI. This spring, it was the UPN sitcom Girlfriends.
Tony, what is going on between you two? Tension is thick in here, girl.
Obviously not that thick. You've been parked up here for 4 hours.
Critics of Nielsen have said for years that the company could do a better job of counting minority audiences. Consultant Gail Metzger has worked in the audience measurement business for 50 years, 35 of them at Nielsen.
I don't think the undercounting of minorities is the issue of the moment. I think that's an ongoing issue that's ever present. The issue of the moment is changing methods without an adequate database being provided on the effects of those changes.
But the critics, says Nielsen's Don Lowry, are often the people with the most to lose, particularly local broadcasters. The LPMs have shown they're losing viewers, especially younger ones, to cable.
When they saw those numbers go down, they created this organization.
Indeed, the Don't Count Us Out Coalition gets funding from News Corporation, the parent company of the Fox TV network. The coalition was organized by the Glover Park Group, a public affairs firm in Washington, D.C. Don't Count Us Out spokesman Josh Leahy is also a vice president at the Glover Park Group.
A lot of the members of our group don't necessarily support all the things that News Corporation supports. But in this case, News Corporation is right.
What Leahy and other critics would like to see is more oversight of Nielsen. Because the company has a monopoly on TV ratings, consultant Gail Metzger says it should be more transparent about how it does business.
You have to understand the strengths and weaknesses of those data if you're going to use them intelligently.
That's what Metzger told a Senate committee at a hearing this summer. Bills proposed in both houses of Congress would give more power to an industry watchdog group. Nielsen doesn't like that legislation, and neither do advertisers, who say local people meters are giving them more and faster information. Nielsen is set to roll out LPMs early next year in Dallas and Detroit, and next summer in Atlanta. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.